There was a time when kids went to kindergarten to learn how to read. Now kids know how to read well before they get to kindergarten. And much of that time is spent on a screen learning how to read in front of a TV or a handheld device. And there are people now who say too much screen time is creating a generation of nearsighted young people. Dr. Yi Pang is a professor of optometry and associate dean for research at the Illinois College of Optometry. Thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. So are you already seeing that? I mean, we're at least a generation or two now into children having a screen in front of them as young as 6 months of age. Is it creating nearsightedness?
Lisa, that's a very good question. I see that in my clinic every day. And we also have evidence to show in research the increased screen time actually is associated with increased nearsight, or we call it myopia.
There are so many issues with children being exposed that early. A lot of people are worried about interpersonal communication and brain development, but visual development has come to the forefront. So what exactly are you seeing when you're looking at children who are suffering from nearsightedness? I mean, is it coming on at an age of 5 or 10, or is this once you reach adulthood?
There is a trend. Before, the onset age was around 8 years old. Now there is a trend. It's getting younger and younger. So it's very common for me in clinic to see children, even with 2 years old, 3 years old, they start nearsight.
Oh my gosh, 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Is this happening more in our country than other countries?
So U.S., the prevalence of myopia is increased. And although we are not as bad as Asian countries, some of the Asian countries is going up as high as 89% and 90%. So we are not there yet. So, but we needed to do, you know, things to prevent from future. You know, we can go up as high as Asian countries. But look at the past 20 years, the prevalence of nearsight has increased even in U.S.
And so what can we do? How can we protect our kids? What should we do?
The good news, Lisa, is there are several effective ways to slow down nearsight. And for example, try to send our kids to outside, outdoor activity, protect myopia onset and myopia getting worse. And screen time will make myopia onset, you know, a high risk for myopia onset and myopia getting worse. And there are other effective ways to slow down myopia. And the Illinois Eye Institute, we partnership with Chicago Department of Public Health and also Chicago Public School to provide a free myopia consultation and even cover some of the myopia treatment, you know, material faith. So we do have solution for parents and children.
Dr. Yi Pang is a professor of optometry at the Illinois College of Optometry and the associate dean for research. And what they're finding is kids as young as 2 are having nearsightedness because of the amount of screen time. For the rest of us who are adults who are in front of a screen a good portion of the day, is it because we have already developed that it's not hitting us as hard, or are we suffering too?
That's a very good question, Lisa. So one thing I want to emphasize is the vision hygiene. You know, when we use computer or any digital device, we need to use a 20/20/20 rule. And when you talk about a nearsight, the high risk age is between, you know, up to 15 years old. That's a peak time. But about half of the children, they still continue change for the nearsight even beyond the 15 years old. For myself, my nearsight even changed when I was in optometry school, 20-ish. So we have patients like that. You know, myopia can continue change up to 20-ish, adulthood.
And is there anywhere where people can get information if they're listening to this and they're worried about their kids and the amount of screen time?
Yes. If you want a guideline, you know, for example, the one I typically recommend to my patients and children is use a CDC guideline. For children younger than 2 years old, there should not be any screen time. For children older than 2 years old, try to limit the screen time to 1 to 2 hours and try to use a screen just for educational purpose.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your input on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Yi Peng, professor of optometry at the Illinois College of Optometry. So she's saying no screen time for kids under two. That rarely happens. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. Then we'll come back with a quick call from the Cubby Guy. And then we check in with Sam Rubin, our entertainment reporter. What's going on, Mary?